We've heard a lot about the EPA's new Waters of the U.S. rule, but what exactly does it mean for California agriculture? From the Federal Policy Department at the California Farm Bureau Federation, Josh Rolfe breaks it down for us.
What it means is now, whether or not you have water on your property, the potential of even carrying a water or potential water of the United States means that the federal government can come in and basically restrict land use, which means in a lot of cases that you could say goodbye to a lot of farming throughout the state.
Rolfe says most of California would now fall under the WOTUS rule. And he points out, though it's called the Waters of the U.S. rule, it includes areas here in California where there's no water.
Yeah, and that's the irony of the whole thing, is we're in an unprecedented drought. We have regulation now on groundwater use. We don't have water to begin with. And then the water that we don't have is now regulated. So you're kind of hit, whether it's a wet year or a dry year, under this rule, it's blind to water. It's really all about land.
The Waters of the U.S. rule goes into effect August 28th. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.